Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. It's a good day, man. It's a good day. Yesterday was crazy with all the roads, man, and the frozen ice. My car said 1 degrees at one point. 1 degree. Guys, today I'm going to talk to you guys about having a soundboard, right? A soundboard is someone... soundboard means lots of things, but today, you know, right now, it means that... having someone to give feedback on, like, what you're working on, and, like, you know, a valuable opinion is a soundboard, right? Someone whose opinion you really value, usually on something that you're working on, right? So, my brother Mario and my girlfriend Erica, two amazing soundboards in my life when it comes to my music. I'm super secretive about my music. I don't even show my girl. I live with my girlfriend. I don't even, like, show her what I'm working on. She kind of hears it through my headphones sometimes, but I like to, like, mix loudly. Not super loudly, but just like a good level when she's not home. I like to do vocals when she's not home, and I record guitars and stuff when she's around, but you know, I don't know, I like to keep it all to myself, man. I don't know, I'm really weird like that. I don't like to show my friends, like, the progress. I don't like to show anything to anybody until it's done, because that's really what I mean. You know, I want to show what I'm really going for. I want someone to be hit with, like, everything, my whole idea and its fruition at once, not the progress kind of thing, you know. But again, it's great having a soundboard for, like, the process, or, you know, before it's officialized. And that's where my brother comes in, man. It's where Erica comes in. And I was really looking forward to showing Mario, my brother, the album. And we planned this past Friday to be the night that I would finally show it to him. And the mix is almost done, I think. I mean, so leading up to Friday, I thought it was almost done. You know, I really wanted to get his thoughts on, first of all, the songs themselves. He was familiar with, like, a couple of them, but not nearly all of them. And what else? The drums, because remember, they're software drums this time around, man. Mario drummed on the first two albums, but this time I wanted to take the reins and do everything myself and explore Easy Drummer. And, you know, working with MIDI and really making it sound more human. And, you know, I showed him the album, man, and it was awesome. We talked a lot in between songs and before and after. And it was so great to get his feedback. I made this whole... what I did after he gave me the feedback, you know, I took it all to heart. And then the next morning, I had to wake up early for work. And, like, on the ride to work, I took out my phone and I just made this 10-minute vocal... just like 10-minute clip of me talking to my phone, you know, recapping what Mario said and all the edits. So I had like 10 minutes, the recording was 10 minutes long, and I had all the edits that he said. You know, just like I can't really hear the bass notes here. Like, it needs more chords. Is it because the bass is too low? You know, I feel like that bell kind of makes it sound too MIDI in this song, blah, blah, blah. You know, stuff like that. Just great stuff. Great, great, great stuff. And then when I got home from work that day, the next day on Saturday, I just, like, rushed to get those edits done. Like, I really wanted it to be there to fix it up, because I totally agree with what he was saying. And a big part of what he was saying was that he feels like a lot of, like, the notes weren't, a lot of, like, the chords weren't coming through. And I honestly felt that it was because of the bass wasn't shining through, because the bass is playing very important notes in certain songs. And so I since turned the bass up, and I wrote a long message to the mastering engineer, Andres Mayo. I finally decided that I am going to go with him because I love his work. I just got a really good vibe from him. And I love that he evaluates your mixes before he masters it. So I sent him the first song. Well, I sent him the first song to test. And it's actually track number 7. It's like the most chaotic song, but it's got chords in the bass, and I really want it to shine through. So I turned the bass way up, and it, like, sounds great. But I haven't tested in my car again, because the car seems to pick up bass more than my mixing monitor. So I explained this issue to the mastering engineer, so we'll see what he says. Today's a holiday, so he'll get back to me tomorrow, hopefully. So I made all the edits, and then Saturday night I showed Erica the songs, and that was awesome, in a whole different realm of feedback, right? Mario is really great with structure, the mix, and, you know, harmony, melodies, and drumming, especially rhythms, and, you know, something not coming through well, like a very musical and technical standpoint. And Erica is really great with an emotional standpoint, and, like, vocals especially. And, like, if something pops out as being, like, too annoying, or, like, oh, you should definitely bring the vocal down there and add this effect, blah, 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 she's really great with that stuff. So she had awesome edits. I made a list of them, and then the next day I whipped out those edits, and I'm super happy with it, and such valuable information, man. So what I'm saying is, it's so great to have a soundboard. I'm so lucky to have my brother and Erica to be by my side and to check out my work and to give their honest feedback. And they're very, very excited about it, and it makes me super duper excited about it. I can't wait to, you know, use February as the promo month. And I've been explaining to you guys, I've been making like little audio snippets, which I'm going to turn into video snippets with Erica's really nice camera. It's not new, but it's new to me. And I'm really excited to give people little sneak previews of the album in cool isolated track kind of ways, and make it visually appealing so people will, you know, actually want to watch the whole thing. And really get excited. I can't wait till it's mastered. I really want the bass to punch through, man. It does so much. I really take my time with writing bass lines, and like, I really want to out those chords outlined. So, man, have a soundboard, man. Receiving feedback on your art, super important. As long as you really value the person's opinion. I value these two people's opinions super, super highly. And, God, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to say about this. It's really cool to see who's, like, what people gravitate towards, what songs. Like, Mario loved, like three songs that he loved were, like, three of Erica's least favorite songs. It was, like, so weird. And then they actually both agreed on like, you know, a couple of them, or like three of them. They both said like were like one of their favorites. And I don't know. So super cool, man. It's so cool to see who gravitates to who. When I had my listening sessions, I had two listening parties last year for Rooster Illusion, my second album. And it was just so cool, man. It's like did I have people rank? I had people write down like what was their favorite song on the album, what was their least favorite song. And the one that tended to be the most common least favorite was like, you know, two or three people's most favorite. And it was like, it's so weird, man. Like, everyone just vibes with just different things. People, everyone is wired so differently. You never know what people are going to catch on to. I'm honestly super excited for all of them. One of them that I was the most insecure about was, when I say insecure, I just mean like self-conscious about it. It's really personal. I kind of made like a little more simpler lyrics, but kind of real, like sad lyrics. It's for the low point of the album. And it was so awesome to hear my brother love it. And yeah, it meant a lot. So there's a lot to think about there. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow for Wednesday. Have a wonderful night. Peace out, guys. See ya.